So my best friend has been dating this guy, Adam, for about like a year now. And he's a total tool. And I know he's cheating on her. So I think I even know her name. And I'm just so over listening to her make excuses for him. So I want to just finish this off once and for all by having you guys calling him the roses.
I always love when it's the friend looking out for her girl for roses.
How do you already know her name?
You know, I just heard stuff. People talk. And mark my word, guys, he's going to send them to this girl named Tiffany. Like, I bet all money on it.
Mm. All right. I like to all take right. a bet. Let's all go. Right.
Brittany says
20
yes.
bucks. Salt. 20 bucks on it.
What do you say?
I say not Tiffany.
Okay. Kennedy?
Oh, I'm going with the girl's gut always.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying definitely Tiffany.
All right.
Here we go. You understand how this works. Brittany will keep you on the line. We're going to offer up a dozen long-stemmed red roses to Adam. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for his cell phone provider using the name Shelly. And we'll find out if he is cheating on your friend. Okay.
Come on, Adam. Get me 20 bucks.
Is she still
on? Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Adam?
Yeah, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So anybody, that sounds great.
Yeah, for free. Like, wow. You know, maybe for your girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really nice of you guys.
All right, awesome. Who would you like to send them to?
You know, please send them to Tiffany.
Okay, and what would you like on the card?
Oof. How about I can't wait to finally meet you in person.
You've never met Tiffany?
Not yet, but I actually am about to.
All right.
I knew it.
What? Excuse me?
Hang on a second.
You just cost me 20 bucks, dude!
So... Adam?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy with Mix 104.1. We call this War of the Roses. And
okay,
this
I'm a
is.
Confused.
And we have Brittany on.
She's your girlfriend's
Lion
best friend?
Wait, whoa. I'm super confused right now. This is.
No.
Not anymore. No, this is not. This is Mix 104.1. Who's Tiffany?
I'm Tiffany. I've been catfishing you for 3 months, you cheater.
Brittany, my girlfriend's friend? That's who? No, you're a liar. There's no way in hell you're Tiffany.
Really? Hello? You want me to get into all the details on the radio? You want me to talk about the things that you like to do with all that?
Shut up! Just shut up! This is ridiculous. You are not Tiffany. There's no way in hell that you're Tiffany.
Oh, really? It's a little too real for you, huh? Well, you're calling her right now to admit what you've been doing, or I'm calling her. I recorded all of this, so you're done, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You did not tell us that you were Tiffany.
Hang up on him, please.
That inside information, man.
She's my best friend, and I hate seeing her being lied to.
Wow. Brittany.
And that's it.
So for 3 months, you've been catfishing him as Tiffany.
No, but I'm cool now.
Dude, that is a long con, lady.
I mean, you should go into business or something.
I think I'm done for now, but I mean, that's behind me.
I will send you your $20.
You owe it.
I owe it.
You owe it. All right, girl.
Holy. Right. Bye, Brittany.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I did not see that coming.
Man, that got me. That's why that TV show was so good.
It is. I mean, I'm just amazed. I think I've seen it all. How long have we been doing roses?
A little bit.
I think I can never be surprised.
Never.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.